News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Exit polls were as polarized as the elections in West Bengal, with some predicting a clear win for the Trinamool Congress, and some gave BJP the edge, while the washed-out pollster Access My India forecasted a cliffhanger. Bengal has proved to be a tricky election to predict this time, with the BJP and the TMC continuing to be strong in certain regions. Several factors were at play in the high-voltage battleground of Bengal: the voter being largely silent on whom it will vote for, evaporation of the third front, and incidents like Shital Kuchi in Phase 4 that could have united the Muslim vote. The second wave of the pandemic during the last two phases of polls may have impacted urban Kolkata seats too. This also reflected in the exit polls of leading agencies. Sea Voter gave a comfortable majority of nearly 160 seats to the TMC, while today's Chanakya gave TMC a clear majority of 180 plus seats. However, People's Pulse gave a clear majority to the BJP with over 170 seats. Both Access My India and Pollstrat have meanwhile predicted a cliffhanger, with Access saying BJP could win 147 seats against 143 by TMC, while Pollstrat said TMC could win 142 to 152 seats and BJP could win 125 to 135. 292 seats of West Bengal went to the polls, with the magic mark being 147. In a long eight-phase election with polling stretching over a month, BJP seemed to have the edge in the first four phases, as areas in which it was strong went to polls first, like Jungle Mahal and North Bengal. The two regions where BJP was not strong during the first four phases, Medinipur and South 24 Parganas district, also seemed to give some boost to the BJP this time, due to the presence of Shubhendu Adhikari, who took on CM Mamata Banerjee in Nandigram in Medinipur, and the public anger against TMC's Diamond Harbour MP Abhishek Banerjee in the South 24 Parganas district, which was weakened by Amphan cyclone last year and the poor had not received much relief. However, TMC seems to have got a lease of life from the Shital Kuchi incident that happened during Phase 4 polling in Kuch Bihar district of North Bengal, in which four Muslims were killed in firing by paramilitary forces. The CM rallied on the issue to unite the Muslim vote since then, camping in the key Muslim-dominated districts of Malda, Murshidabad and Dinajpur for nearly a week to cash in. The absence of the Congress from these districts, where it had won nearly 30 seats last time, helped the TMC further. So the BJP, which led in 121 assembly segments in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, has looked to gain in regions like Medinipur, Bardhaman, South 24 Parganas and North 24 Parganas to be able to cross the magic mark. However, the TMC has aimed to make good its losses in such areas by making fresh inroads into Malda and Murshidabad, to the extent of Mamata Banerjee telling Muslim voters there that she would not be able to form the government if she does not get seats in these two districts. BJP wanted the Muslim votes here to be divided between TMC and the Third Front. If all this has determined the course of the election, will only be known on Sunday. Most pollsters have, however, been rather unanimous about the results in the other three states and Puducherry, with the left predicted to retain Kerala, BJP to retain Assam, while the DMK Congress combined is forecasted to come to power after a decade in Tamil Nadu, and Congress is tipped to lose power in Puducherry. This could mean a big loss of face for the Congress, as well as Rahul Gandhi, the YNR MP from Kerala, if the party loses Kerala under his watch, especially as the state has historically voted out the incumbent. Congress is only a minor partner in Tamil Nadu and has put its cards on Assam, where both Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned extensively. While some exit polls show a close fight in Assam, a second consecutive loss in the state ruled for long by Congress could expose pitfalls of the larger strategy behind such fights. Sunday could hence prove to be a big day for the fate of the impending return of Rahul Gandhi as the Congress chief. Maharashtra police have filed an FIR against former Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh after A police inspector leveled corruption charges against him, a senior official said on Thursday. The FIR was registered at Akola in Vidarbha region against 33 people, including 28 policemen, an official said. Singh also filed a petition in the Bombay High Court challenging two preliminary inquiries initiated against him by the Maharashtra government. In his petition, Singh claimed he was being targeted and harassed for highlighting the alleged corrupt malpractices of former State Home Minister and NCP leader Anil Deshmukh. The city Kotwali police in Akola registered the FIR against Singh under various sections ranging from criminal conspiracy, destruction of evidence and sections of the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe Prevention of Atrocities Act 1989. Those named in the FIR include DCPs Parag Manare, Sanjay Shinde and Sunil Bhardwaj, ACPs Vijay Pulkar and DB Kamble, and Senior PI Dilip Suryavanshi, a former law officer and assistant chemical analyzer of Forensic Science Lab, has also been named, the official said. Akola police filed a zero FIR, a mode of lodging FIR in any police station irrespective of the offense committed in that area or any other area, at the Kotwali police station, and it has been transferred to the Thane city police, said the official. Police Inspector Bhimrao Ghadge in his complaint had made a series of allegations of corruption against Singh and other officers in the period when the former Mumbai CP was posted with the Thane police. Ghadge, who was posted in Thane Police Commissionerate during 2015 to 2018, has alleged that during his tenure, several officers there under Singh had indulged in various acts of corruption. He also claimed that Singh had asked him to not charge sheet certain individuals against whom FIRs had been registered. Ghadge, who is now posted in the Akola Police Control Room, had also alleged that after he refused to obey Singh's instructions, five FIRs were registered against him and he was suspended. Prithvi Shaw slammed 82 of 41, including 6 fours in an over of Shivam Mavi as Delhi Capitals thrashed Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad on Thursday. The bowlers set it up, restricting KKR to 154 for 6, Akshar Patel and Avish Khan picking up 2 wickets apiece. It was a Shaw show from there on as he slammed an 18-ball 50 to make light work of the chase. Shekhar, who got 46, gave him steady company in the 132-run stand. Shaw hit 3 sixes and 11 fours. DC got home in just 16.3 overs. It took only 6 balls in the chase to know where the game was headed. Prithvi Shaw slammed his former under-19 teammate Shivam Mavi for 6 fours in the first over, which cost KKR 25 runs, including a wide. Mavi was guilty of pitching it up and allowing Shaw to hit through the line. It was only the second time a batsman had hit a bowler for 6 fours in an over in IPL history. Ajinkya Rahane had earlier achieved the feat when he hit 6 fours of S. Arvind for Rajasthan Royals against Royal Challengers Bangalore in 2012. Once the base was set, the rest was a smooth passage. DC smashed 67 without loss in the power play, the most this season. KKR's tactics were strange too. Pat Cummins did not come on to bowl until the 6th over, by when the game was already out of reach, and no pacer tried to bowl a bouncer until Cummins did in the last ball of the power play to Shaw. Shaw was given a free hand to play his strokes and he was more than happy to oblige. Shaw raced to his 15 just 18 balls, the fastest this season. It was his 9th 50 in IPL. Shaw gave a chance too, but Shubman Gill put him down at long off of Varun Chakravarti. DC raced past 100 inside 11 overs and the rest was a formality. Earlier, Kolkata suffered a middle-order collapse before Andre Russell's 27-ball unbeaten 45 lifted them beyond 150. KKR were going fairly well at 69 for 1 in the 10th over, a good base set for the big hitters that follow. Nitish Rana fell stumped to Akshar Patel early before Rahul Tripathi, who got 19 of 17, and Shubman Gill, 43 of 38, steadied the innings. Once Tripathi fell, Owen Morgan and Sunil Narayan followed for ducks in the same over against Lalit Yadav's off-spin. The twin wickets in the 11th over was followed by Gill lofting a slower one from Avish Khan to the deep when he had to stitch another small partnership with Andre Russell. From 69 for 1, they slipped to 82 for 5. That became 109 for 6 when Dinesh Karthik fell after a cameo in the 17th over. KKR were in danger of getting restricted to a below-par total. However, Russell's innings, comprising 4 sixes and 2 fours, took the team through to a total with which they could compete. Russell took 11 runs off the 18th over bowled by Avish Khan, 18 runs in the 19th bowled by Kagiso Rabada, and 13 in the 20th bowled by Avish, finishing the innings with a 6. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.